know Chunk, who often drives us into work?
Hmm.
He said, what's that song you're playing at the moment, which is a remix of Ash? Like a dance mix. I went, no, that's like the background music, featuring clips of all the bands going to Derry. I quite like that. And he wants a copy of it. I don't, you know, like if I heard this in a car, I'd be tempted to go, right, it's one big weekend coming up. Anyway, let's go to line four. Hello.
Hiya, Chris.
Oh, sorry, you're in the middle of something. Do you want to go to someone else?
No, not at all.
Right, who are you?
I'm James Fowler.
James Fowler.
Yes.
Right, what are you doing right now, James?
I'm sat in a lay-by just off the M25.
Lovely. You driving to work?
No, I live in Portsmouth, but I'm a sales engineer, so I've had to travel up, or I'm travelling up to Hemel Hempstead today.
So what you want to see, Junction 20, you want to come off at Junction 8, I think it is, or the M1?
Junction, is it?
I think Hemel's 8, yeah.
I've got me instructed, yeah, something like that.
Right, see, I'm just helping you out here, James, that's all.
Thank you.
All right, then, so you're registered, which is why we called you up. You've given us five names and five numbers of your five friends. I'm going to pick one of them at random and call them up. If they answer with today's winning phrase, you get a pair of tickets for this weekend. And you also get through to the final on Friday, where we'll get you there and back, put you up in a hotel, give you backstage passes, VIP passes, watch the acts from the side of the stage, and get that rock and roll helicopter flight as well. Excited?
Very. I'm
speechless.
Yeah, obviously so.
Yeah.
So, out of all your friends, are any of them thick that you would? And you can't tell me what the names are, but are any of them thick that you kind of worry that you don't want me to call them, or you?
Well, there's two that I haven't really been able to get hold of.
Excellent. Let's ring them then. Well, I don't know which one's which. So,
can I help you?
No, not at all. That's cheating. Okay, let me ring one of them now, then. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell me who you're ringing?
Nope.
No. You might be able to tell by the buttons I press, but I don't think so.
No.
Right, good luck. Here we go. They've got to
Thank
answer
you.
The phrase. Here we are. It's not looking good.
It's not. Who did you ring?
Sounds like some kind of Ewok.
Do you know what it sounds like? Sounds like the phone's been answered and they don't realise they've answered it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Which means you can't go.
No.
What a downer.
I know. Can you tell me who you rang now?
Carol.
Oh, I'm gonna kill her.
Who's Carol?
My mum.
No!
It is. I've been on the phone to her for about 5 minutes.
I'm on the phone to her now, but she doesn't realise.
No.
Listen, this is the noise. Is she on the train?
No, she's driving to work.
Oh, man.
Such a mum thing to do, isn't it?
I'm
not gonna do that.
Drive to work.
No, not answer. Or answer, not realise.
What a downer.
And no.
James, I'm so sorry. And it's your mum as well, so you can't even swear at them.
I know. Well, I will. But I might not.
Do you know, I feel really bad for him.
Come on, Chris. Now, bring someone else for me. Give me one more chance.
See, someone argued that she never answered the phone. It just connected.
She hasn't got it wrong, has she?
Well, no, she hasn't got it wrong. But then again... Oh, I don't know.
Go on, Chris, please. I might even give you a big kiss at the one big weekend.
Oh, in that case, sorry about that, but rules are rules. Alan, what do you think
right,
we should
do? I promise I won't then.
Hang on, James, what do you think we should do?
I think you should call the mum back. Not someone else, but mum. Give her another chance
Dave?
To get it right.
Yeah, okay.
Rachel?
Yeah. Go on then.
Go on, Rachel.
See, I say we've given him his chance. He's had his chance, he blew it.
He hasn't blown it.
No.
How bad
Juliet, what do you do? Give him one more chance? You can just tell me through the glass. You don't have to walk past 18 people to get in. Give him one more chance or not? Yeah. Dominic, one more chance?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, you're what's wrong with you, a bunch of girls? What's wrong with you?
It's nearly Friday.
But now I'm going to get grief from people going, no, that's not right. He didn't win. He can't get tickets. All right. I'm going to do it again.
Go on.
Against my better judgment, by the way. Right?
Mm.
Thank you.
Right, OK. Same number. Do you know what? Now she doesn't answer, you'll sound like a fool.
I know. Right, I know. Yeah. You could try someone else, though.
No, you can't. Okay. Here we go. Good luck.
I was ringing.
Hello?
Oh!
Mum!
Mum, what have you done to your son, James?
Why?
You're meant to answer the phone with a phrase. Not answer the phone by saying hello.
Hello.
Not getting better.
Carol, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
It's Chris Moyles from Radio 1, and because you didn't answer your phone with a phrase, your son James now can't go to Northern Ireland for the weekend.
Oh, you're joking.
And it's all your fault, Mum.
I did tell you, Mum.
That isn't funny.
The what?
My mobile. I answered my mobile. As soon as it rang, I answered my mobile.
I know, but you meant to give a certain phrase, Mum.
Yeah, and yesterday's password was too long, so please do it to my friend.
I know, but that's too late.
And incorrect.
And slightly incorrect.
That isn't even funny.
So, what?
My son is wonderful.
I'm sure he is, Mum. But sadly, his mum ain't that hot because you got it wrong. And James is now on the phone, and I can't speak for him, but I would imagine he's probably gutted at you and won't talk to you now for days.
He's probably devastated, and I'm probably going to have to say that and treat it.
James, are you devastated?
I am very devastated. I can't believe it. Mum.
He's the best son in the world.
I know, we're not the best mother.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, no, I'm sure you're a lovely mother who brought him up well. I mean, he's very well spoken, but, you know, when it comes to radio features, it just didn't go your way today.
Oh, no.
Well, that's extremely sad.
I know. But don't blame on me, Carol. It's your fault. He told you what to say when you answered the phone, and you didn't say it. You went, hello?
Well, I didn't know who it was, did I?
Well, that's the whole point of the competition! If we rang you in advance and went, we're going to ring you in a minute, don't forget to say the phrase, where would it be the competition element?
Oh,
Mum!
Are you teasing me? Can you go, please?
No, you can't go.
Why?
Can I tell you why as well, Carol? This is the second time we phoned you. The first time it answered, and you didn't say hello. It just answered in your pocket or wherever it was.
It wasn't in my pocket.
Well, wherever the phone... I don't know. I'm not sitting with you.
My phone's actually between my legs.
OK.
Have a nice weekend.
Seriously, Carol, your son's on the phone. Please.
Please let my son go to Northern Ireland.
I can't. Do you know what? I can't. And the reason why is because of you. And I hate to be the evil one in this, but it is all your fault, Carol. He was a great caller. Go on, James.
Put it to the listeners.
I'll have to phone up and apologise then, won't I?
Well, you can hear you now.
Or try ringing them again.
No, I can't do... I've given you every chance possible.
Oh, please.
One chance. One chance. That just isn't funny. Sorry, James, and I love you millions.
That's right, Mum. Love you too.
But not millions enough that you can go and win the prizes.
Listen, don't provoke me, because I might have to come beat you up. Don't question my love for my son, ever.
I never did, love. To be fair, I just questioned your intelligence answering the phone with a winning phrase. I'm sure you love your son very much. It's now he can't go. You've ruined not only his weekend, but his life. The guy will probably never get a girlfriend, and for the rest of his existence, he will always look back on this day as the day that ruined everything for him.
I don't think I'll ever get a girlfriend, Chris.
Really?
No, there's no fear of that.
All right, fair enough. Carol, lovely talking to you. Have a nice day.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Bye.
James, you know what? I don't know what I can do for you.
We'll send you Chris Moore's mug. How about that?
Thanks, Chris, yeah.
That was Dave, not me. Oh, I really tried.
We could try some more.
No, I don't think we can. Let me just have a look at the text messages. Okay, one says let him go. The other one says don't give him the tickets. So I don't, you know, I'm going to have to cut you off.
No.
It was a lovely moment while it lasted, James.
It was lovely, Chris. It's very nice to speak to you. I never thought I'd ever get on the radio, so...
Well, who'd have thought? You could have been standing next to me drinking a few beers backstage, but now, because of your mother...
I know.
It's not happening. She's got a lot to answer for. More ways than one.
She has.
Well, listen, have a nice weekend, whatever you're going to do, but you won't be with us.
I'll be listening to Radio 1.
Oh, God bless you. Oh. Right, bye then.
Cheers, Chris. Bye. Bye.
Much as that didn't go quite as we planned, it'll sound good on tomorrow's trail, I believe.